From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Democratic Representative Emanuel Cleaver of Missouri is repeating his call for Congress to pass a measure that would require local law enforcement to wear body cameras after a fresh set of disturbances in Ferguson this week again raised questions about police tactics. Cleaver said yesterday that body cameras are both morally necessary and financially feasible.
We are failing to eliminate a major problem by something that is relatively inexpensive. And hopefully Congress can pass a body camera bill.
A resolution co-sponsored by Cleaver won near unanimous support from the House last month, but that did not include any funding measures. The Missouri Department of Transportation is looking for new drivers in the St. Louis area to help plow snow from roads this winter. Mark Krorkin is MoDOT's maintenance engineer for the St. Louis region. He explains why he's searching for 26 full-time and 55 seasonal drivers in August.
And when you start talking about hiring that many people, they have to have a commercial driver's license to be able to drive a truck. There just aren't that many people trained available out there. So we bring people in, we train them, we get them ready, we have them drive along.
Krorkin says MoDOT has around 200 trucks and employs around 450 people total for winter operations in the St. Louis area. Anyone who wants to apply should go to MoDOT.org and click on the careers link. The Missouri Ethics Commission has dismissed a complaint against a state House member over allegations that he allowed lobbyist gifts for others to be reported as his. The commission this past week said it found no inaccuracies in lobbyist expenditures for the past 3 years. The report said it also didn't find any expenditures that should have been reported to other public officials. Republican Representative Craig Redman of Camden first was paraphrased by the Kirksville Daily Express and later told the Associated Press that he sometimes has told people to put under his name expenses that actually were made for others. The Camden Republican has since denied any such action. Redman says he misspoke and wasn't paying attention to questions. The executive director of liberal advocacy group Progress Missouri filed the ethics complaint. A new report from the state auditor's office shows the Joplin School District has taken steps to better comply with the state's open meetings law. A three-page audit report from Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway says the Joplin District has now several new procedures to ensure compliance with the Sunshine Law. Those procedures include having a board member take meeting minutes during closed sessions and ensuring that votes and decisions are made public when required. The Joplin Globe reports the report released Monday did not assess the status of other findings noted in a February audit, including low fund balances and employees who were hired without the minimum qualifications for their positions. School officials said earlier this spring they are working to address those deficiencies. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.